taking you to 7:30 on a Tuesday with a thrilling tune in the background. Michael Jackson's classic Thriller. What could it mean? Well, you know, it's October and the end of the month is approaching, which means if you follow these things, the Halloween is on the cards, and along with it, some really fantastic and especially spooky, fantastic fundraising things, particularly close to your heart if you are a supporter and a fan of the amazing work that Sables Creatures does on the KZN North Coast. Sables Creatures, a tireless organization, a volunteer organization, that does everything in their ability to help the plight of animals, big and small. And Halloween typically has been a big fundraising time of the year. And today, for Sables Creatures, we're shining a spotlight on their upcoming Halloween fundraiser at the end of this month. To give us the story, to give us the scoop, we have two of the best and the brightest Sables volunteers in the studio with us this morning. Tracy Prepok joins us for a reunion. She's been in the studio before. And Tracy, welcome back to you. How are you doing today?
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it's great to be back.
Great to have you. You brought backup, though, this time.
I did.
We've got Dirk van Helt is in the house with us as well. How are you doing, Dirk?
Very, very good. And yourself?
Super duper, man. And I'm excited because, you know, I love a good Halloween party. And we have another epic Sables Creatures Halloween fundraiser on the cards. I think, is this the sixth year running, Tracy? You correct
Absolutely,
me if I'm wrong?
Absolutely, yes. Bigger and better than ever this year.
And it's just, it's become this kind of like this highlight on the October calendar, this annual thing.
Absolutely. People come far and wide to come and check it out.
So we really want to make this one for the books. Obviously, the last couple of years, it's been hard to do any kind of fundraising with COVID and lockdowns.
Absolutely.
And now things are really back with a bang, and let's have a look at what we're in for here. Well, firstly, let's just set the scene and explain Sables Creatures. What is Sables Creatures all about, and how did you guys get involved? Dirk, do you wanna set us up?
I got involved, I think, 3 years ago. Sima called me up on New Year's Day saying she had a dog that she needed to be fostered. She knows I do dog sitting, and that's how we all got involved.
Started with a call.
Yeah, started with
Happy
one
New
call.
Year.
New Year. We took in this dog that was really badly beaten and fell in love with it ever since.
Wow. And yeah. And so you've now become part of the Sables family, so to speak.
Yes.
And it's a family of people that have a heart for animals.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
And a heart for really for service and for giving. This is a volunteer
Absolutely.
Gig, am I right?
Absolutely.
And Tracy, your story?
Oh, I just love animals, and yeah, I just went along on an outreach 1 year, and yeah, that was it. Just
hooked.
Yeah, absolutely hooked. Yeah, so I've done two foster fails. So my husband's, I'm not allowed to foster anymore because I've got two that never left home. I've got one crazy COVID lockdown dog that wants to eat everybody that comes into the house. So not used to people from COVID as well. But yeah, I also do a lot of the, like we do pop-up shops and that. I do a lot of that side of things, selling, you know, people donate stuff and we sell it to raise funds and that kind of, so that's quite a big, that's my side of things really.
And every little bit helps, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but this is traditionally the big one for
this
Sables.
It's a huge one.
It
yes.
really, it goes a long way to making ends meet. And when it comes to the objective and the sort of the need for this thing to be a success, what are the funds going towards, Dirk?
So most of the funds will go to paying off vets that we've accumulated over the years.
This is vet bills.
Vet bills, yeah. Paying off vet bills. Our vets have been amazing, but we obviously have to pay them. So this goes towards them, putting a little bit of credit into our vets. So the next dogs we get in, we don't have to worry too much about funds. We have the funds available.
And obviously, over and above that, you've also got to stock up on supplies.
Yes. So basically it goes to filling our medical boxes, getting as much extra treatment medicine as possible. Dog food, it basically all goes towards the dogs.
And it's a critical one. I mean, it's kind of like your tent pole. You need this one to sort of work because it really carries the rest of the year, hey?
Yeah. It will keep us going for the next 6 to 7 months. Just rolling over slowly, And then we wait for the next one.
Okay, so this is your chance to have some fun for a cause. And it's not just one day of fun. It's rolling over a whole weekend, a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. Next Friday, next Saturday, next Sunday. And Umhlali Country Club is the venue. Let's dive into the juicy details around this seriously, I want to say spooky, but it's fun.
It's fun, yeah, it's great fun.
And for those that haven't yet experienced Sable's Creatures Halloween fundraiser, you might have heard rumors and rumblings about the maze and the Dark Hollows, and they're back, folks. They're back with a bang. Mm-hmm. Explain to us, Dirk, what are we in for on the spooky side of things at the Country Club next weekend?
So this year we've changed it up a bit. We've got two mazes. First one being the Dark Hollow, which is based off Strangest Things.
Massively popular, seriously spooky, and if you're a fan of the Netflix series Stranger Things, this is a chance for you to fall into the upside down and to get taken along in three dimensions. It's gonna be a treat.
Yes, it's gonna be amazing. So Seema has done it this year. That's gonna be a lot more visual than last year.
And this is really she gets involved.
Like, she does.
She's amazing. She goes all out. She makes the most amazing creatures and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. She's got the most amazing imagination.
Awesome. So that's the one thing. But then there's also another.
On the other side, we have which is my baby. It's
the maze.
The Maze of Horror. Sorry,
the Maze of Horrors.
That's going to be a lot darker this year. A lot more jump scarers.
Oh, really?
The clown is back. The graveyard is back, and then we've thrown in a few extra surprises.
Wow, and some problem solving, some kind of cryptic clue.
Yeah, so that
as well.
That will be in the Dark Hollow. There's cryptic clues. It's a lot more visually based.
Okay.
So the props are in a lot more detail. It's designed a little bit more for the people that don't want the ultimate scare.
Okay, so if you're
it's still yeah,
if your heart can't handle the jump scares, then there's that option for you. But if you really wanna have a thrill, then the Maze of Horrors is waiting for you as well. But then, not forgetting the little ones, the kids that want to get dressed up and have some fun and don't necessarily want to be scared. There is a kids section as well. And let's look at when it comes to, obviously, it's a fundraiser. We've got to support. Oh, what are we talking about? Entrance to the Dark Hollow or to the Maze of Horrors?
50 Rand an entry.
50 Rand an entry?
Yeah.
That's not bad
yeah.
at all.
Yeah. So if you want to go back in, you've got to keep paying the 50 Rand, obviously, because, yeah,
huge
amount of money's gone into making it awesome for the peeps.
Once you've experienced once, you'll happily pay for a repeat experience.
Yeah.
Then on the kids section, there's apparently a great section, lots of games for the kids, right?
Okay, what we do is last year and this year, we team up with Paw Prints Rescue and Rehoming.
Mm-hmm.
They're a huge part of our organization as well. They take in a lot of our rescue pups and that, because we don't have premises.
Mm.
So Jade at Paw Prints takes in a lot of our puppies and that, and we let them do the kids section, and then the money they raise obviously goes to her shelter as well. She's got the most amazing shelter up in Bothers Hill. It's 10 Rand an entry for a game, and then every game you get prizes of some sorts. Yeah,
that's super.
Yeah. And then 20 Rand gets you an entry into the best dressed kid of the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so you can really dress to impress.
Yes. Yeah, we love it. We love, you must go all out. One thing though is, no backpacks, no weapons or anything are allowed to go into the maze, obviously, because our scarers have been hurt in the past. Like, people get scared and
word.
They lash out and whack a scarer. So none of that kind of thing is allowed in, yeah.
Dirk, I'm looking at you. Have you been assaulted?
I've been assaulted a few times. I probably deserved it, but yeah, it gets quite, we've had a few handbags lost as well.
Okay.
People run out scaring, throw their handbag, and then we shut the whole maze down.
Oh no!
And shoes and stuff. Yeah.
All right. So this is the order of the day. Yeah. you know what it is. And looking at a whole host of other fantastic things. This is going to be face painting. It's going to be spooky sweets. A spooky sweet type. Tracy, that's your thing, right?
That's my thing. Yeah.
The Scoop ice cream is coming on board. Fantastic, Amanda and the Scoop team. And I know in the past they've done some really interesting Halloween flavors and colors. That's going to be a delight. For the grown-ups, there's craft gin and beer. And of course, Mama G's at the Country Club. Yeah. Going to be making the most fantastic pizzas. The shawarma boat's also going to be floating in.
Yeah.
And then raffles. They're going to be fantastic. Spot prizes. It's just so much going on. Mm. And give me the times, because it's running over Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week. Friday, I believe is it 6 to 9?
Friday, 6 to 9 p.m.
So that'll be an evening affair.
That's correct. Yeah. Okay. It's always better in the evening and more spooky. And then Saturday is 1 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And then Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Fantastic. So there'll definitely be a time there, to suit you. And, if you're looking for something to do with the family next weekend, I mean, come on, one of those days has got to be, you've got to be heading through to Umhlali Country Club to support the fantastic Sables Creatures, their big Halloween October fundraiser, and everybody, who's everybody's going to be there, all the cool kids.
Absolutely.
Dressed to impress. Can the adults dress up as well?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so
there'll be spot prizes through the evening, I believe, for best dressed adults.
All right, so you can really, have you got your outfits figured out this year? I mean, you're working, I know, but are you going to be in the maze?
This year I'm going to be I'm going to be around the maze. Okay. Last year I was the scarer, I was the creepy clown.
But you got whacked in the face too many times, so this year you're going to
sign. It's come to your senses.
Yeah, this year I'm going to be a floater, so I think I've got 3 outfits ready.
Oh, wow.
I've really got into Halloween. Before I got involved with Sables, I've never ever thought about it. Since I've been with Seema, she's shown me the light. And I think we've been organizing now for about 4 years. I mean, sorry, for 4 months before. Getting props ready, getting costumes sorted.
It really is a highlight, and it's something that a lot of attention has been put into. It's all about having fun. It's all about raising funds at the end of the day for Sables Creatures, which, as you've pointed out, there is no physical place. Sables is a people. It's a group.
Mm. Yes.
It's a group of hearts and volunteers. And making big waves and big change in the lives of so many creatures on the North Coast. So we're all for it. We're all behind it. I'm going to have to start figuring out my attire now.
Absolutely. Tracy, you have to see you there.
What are you going as, Tracy?
I'm too old to dress up, I think.
Oh, really?
I'll wear a Halloween shirt and maybe a little bit of face paint.
Stick to
stuff
the spooky
like
sweets.
Yeah, I do the sweets.
So we'll be seeing you next Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the place to be. And obviously online, can folks find out more information on the Facebook page?
Yes.
Will there be
and
some?
There's an Instagram as well. Belita Halloween of Horrors, it's called.
Okay, it's got its own, the event has its own page.
It does.
That's
when
you know.
Of course.
Awesome stuff, guys. Well, thanks for giving us the scoop on a Tuesday, and we'll see you then. Give us the word.
No, I was just going to ask if anybody wants to donate dog food. We always need dog food. There's a few drop-off points if they can drop off at
Mozambique
Restaurant and at Dolphin Coast Pre-Primary. We always need dog food, and we've got an outreach coming up, and we're really short on dog food.
Wow.
So if anybody wants to drop off some dog
can
food.
We bring along to the Halloween event this weekend, do you think?
Absolutely.
We'll make a plan.
We'll make a space.
Trick or treat.
Absolutely. We'll do that. Yeah.
You heard it on 88 FM. And bringing you back to the ghost music, here's Ray Parker Jr.
Can you call?